Now back to the Men's College World Series special, live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by Access Bank, Here for a Reason, and Brookside Medical on 1620 The Zone.
Connor Happer, Josh Peterson with you at the Omaha Baseball Village, right across the street from the Chuck Charles Schwab Field. Omaha getting you ready for game one today between the Texas A&M Aggies and Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma one game, one win they need to get into the championship series. Texas A&M will need to beat them twice. And then the same situation tonight between Arkansas and Ole Miss. You can come by the Zone booth inside Omaha Baseball Village and register to win ice cream for a year from Ted and Wally's. Ted and Wally's, the official ice cream of 1620 The Zone, celebrating 35 years with over 3,000 flavors, Benson and in downtown Omaha. Okay, Josh, what does Trev Alberts want? You speak for Trev Alberts.
I speak for Trev because Trev speaks for himself. He supports the elimination of divisions in college football. He sat down with the World Herald last month, mentioned it. He says, I think you're going to see more deregulation. I think you're going to see each league have different approaches to it, talking about getting rid of divisions. But he is totally in on getting rid of divisions. Here's what he said, going back to Baz and money with Trev. How do we create a structure that's in the best interest of our partners, talking about media, but also allows us to have access? We're trying to win championships in the Big Ten. How do we gain access? So essentially, looking at it another way, how can they game the system to the best of their ability to guarantee the most number of teams into a playoff, whether it's 4 or 12?
And get the best TV matchups.
This is the answer. This is the answer on doing that. Because, like, for example, last year, Iowa made it, of course, out of the West. Michigan made it out of the East. If Iowa won, the Big Ten wouldn't have gotten any teams in the playoff. If they would have gone with the top two teams, though, it would have been Ohio State-Michigan rematch. Ohio State, with a victory, maybe would have gotten in. I mean, that would have been a bit tougher. They would have been a two-loss team, but I think that's what he's talking about. We don't want an 8-4 team having a chance to upset an 11-1 team and thus kicking the whole league out of the college football playoff.
We have not, have we seen that in any of the power conferences in the college football playoff era?
No.
I know that's the one that everybody always brings up, is like, we can't have Northwestern beating Ohio State.
But it has not happened in the playoff era. It
hasn't happened in the playoff
era. Trying to remember now, the last time that would have happened in a conference championship game, I mean, really, you got to go back a ways. You might have to go back. Like, remember when Kansas State just smoked Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That said, Oklahoma still played for the national championship. So,
right.
You know, Nebraska, if they would have beaten Texas in 2009, they would have knocked Texas out of, obviously, the national championship.
That might be one of the last ones.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, have we had a 7 or 8 win team in a BCS bowl? I mean, basically, that's the question that we're saying.
Yeah, well, like, UConn made it in 2010, but they were in the Big East when the Big East was still a quote-unquote power conference.
Right.
But that was, like, long after Miami had left. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, Wisconsin in 2012, you know, when they beat Nebraska by a million points.
That was an 8-win team.
But that was a weird circumstance because the number one team in the East was barred from playing in the postseason.
Correct.
They were undefeated in Ohio State. The number two team was Penn State, also barred from the postseason after the Jerry Sandusky situation, and so then it went to the third team in Wisconsin.
And then they
housed
Nebraska.
It's a great point, man. It doesn't happen maybe as often as we kind of want it to.
I understand guarding against it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I do, like, I don't know. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I don't have, like, a strong opinion one way or the other on the whole elimination of divisions or keeping divisions thing. I'm actually okay with it the way it is right now. And from the regional perspective and from Nebraska's perspective, while they're not exactly relevant on the national level,
sure,
I like the fact that they get to build these rivalries with the teams that they see every year. Now, with that being said, there is still a scenario out there, and maybe even a likely one, where the divisions are eliminated and they still get to play Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota every year.
Definitely.
And that's what I would demand. If there was an elimination of divisions.
Yeah, and so I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think whenever this topic has come up, I have always looked at it from the scheduling perspective. I want to see Nebraska and everybody else in the conference play each other more often. You can fix that, though, in a division format. That said, they're going to move on from it, so I'm not gonna like cry about it. But, I'm with you, man. Keep those matchups. I wonder, you know, with some programs, there's, like, pretty obvious, like, three teams. But as Scott Dochterman pointed out in his athletic article, There are others where it's like maybe
some of them
two.
Have five, some of them had one.
Yeah, some of them. I mean, Rutgers and Maryland, like, who do they have? They might have zero teams. And so that's going to be interesting to see as they get into the debating portion of this.
Penn State doesn't have that many. Penn State doesn't have that much still.
So it's interesting with them, right? Yeah. Because their games against Ohio State are obviously huge draws. Same with their games against Michigan. And then
they don't have a rivalry with them. Like, they don't want to play them.
Yeah, they have a weird trophy with Michigan State. And that's the thing. What do certain schools want? Like, what is important for Michigan State? What's important for Ohio State?
Yeah.
You know, what's important for Penn State? I think you got some schools like Nebraska and a lot of the West schools, it almost seems pretty easy. You know, because you got some historic rivals, and for Nebraska, you got some newer ones.
Yep.
Seems like that'll be easy. The East, I feel like.